Going places and doing things hasn't always been so easy, especially if you came up around the 1950s like Paul Rieger did and started. Well, what was the first thing that you did here, Paul?
The first thing I did?
Did you homestead? Is that what you came up for?
No, we didn't. We bought that garage from Bert Carver. And my dad did and mom. And mom taught in Kenai at the school, and dad ran the garage, started that service station garage business.
Well, back then, I imagine servicing automobiles and the vehicles that were here for the homesteaders was a whole lot different.
Oh, yeah, it was a big difference. A lot easier in a way, and in a way it was harder because you had to drive to Anchorage to get parts, and it was all gravel from here to Anchorage. Anyway, he had the garage business, the gas station, and then he put a parts house in there and a waffle shop, a cafe, and then actually BNC came down and bought his parts house out and moved it down to the other end of the building where Trustworthy is now. And then they moved up to where, across from Beeman's, where they eventually ended up in the 60s. But
and, of course, no McDonald's, no stoplights.
No, none of that stuff until, gee whiz, clear into the 70s, I think. And, yeah.
Stop signs up at the Y.
Yeah, they had one stop sign there at the Y. Well, they had two, I guess, but the Y was a Y. You drove up and stopped up there by Gibbs's, up by on the north side of the Y. And anyway, yeah, it was a lot of fun growing up here. Everything was gravel and hey.
About what, 55 is when the oil exploration started up, and that was brought a lot of.
And the changes really came.
Yeah, the changes started. Yeah.
And the McDonald's and the stop signs and.
No, we didn't get any of that fast food stuff until, gee whiz, probably in the 70s. I don't think we had anything like that.
No, even when I came in 74, there wasn't any of that. We still just had the stop sign there at Funny River. And I remember when the first traffic light went in, a lot of the people on Sound Off were calling and said, you're going to have accidents there because nobody, you know, we're not used to having that traffic light there. Paul, in running the garage and all of the vehicles that we had back then to keep them going was quite a challenge. But when you look now at 2025 and what it takes to keep a car going, did you ever even in your greatest imaginations think that we would have the automobiles or be paying $80,000 for a pickup truck?
Oh, man, no. Not in my lifetime. I never thought that had happened. And, you know, things back then were simple, but now you open the hood on a car and look in there and you wonder what the heck you're looking at, a piece of plastic, you know. No, I didn't have any idea this was going to happen, but I'm glad I'm not working on them. I loved working on the old cars, and I still do. But
well, a lot of us wouldn't have kept going with our automobiles if we hadn't been for you. And, I mean, you were just a gifted mechanic, and you helped us keep going when we didn't have much money to go with.
Yeah, that's a good thing, and it was fun. I enjoyed doing that, and I'll continue doing it until I can't do it no more on the old cars.
Now, here at the Historical Society, there seems to be a new movement in preserving the things the way they used to be and going into the future so that people, the young people today, will have the stories and be able to learn directly what it was like back then. And if you wanted to talk to the young people today that are going to be graduating from high school, the main thing that you learned back then at that time versus the future that they have to look forward to, what would your advice be to them?
The harder you work, the more you get out of life.
And that doesn't change with AI, artificial intelligence, or computers or anything, does it?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm not even sure what all that garbage is. But, no, you got to get out and do things. Get out and work.
Would you have done anything differently?
I wouldn't do anything different.
Paul Rieger from Rieger's Garage certainly kept my car going when I couldn't know how to keep it going for the years, talking to the Historical Society annual meeting. Get in touch. Join. Find out what it used to be like and so that you can plan the way it'll be for your future. I'm Merle Sikorsky, returning you to that historical sound of KSRM.